Hello?
Hi, is this Charlene speaking?
Yes?
Hey Charlene, this is Sheldon Benjamin from Noble Grading. How are you doing?
I'm good.
It seems you were just going back and forth, so I decided to just call you and
Yes.
ask, what's going on?
Well, I'm working on, you said I could just type on there the correction, so that's what I'm working on now.
Okay, and you also asked me how should you send it the dedication and the table of contents. I wanted to know if that's written out or is that typed out?
Well, right now it's written out because I didn't see that. I just saw that those two empty pages now when you sent the manuscript back to me. So I've written them on paper now, so I haven't typed them yet.
So, do you plan on typing them out, or?
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm doing the corrections right now, and then I can add that as well.
Okay, perfect. By the way, you do are you having problems with adding a file as well? Because
Well, I don't even know what that means.
by adding a file, I mean like responding, like you sent back two files. Remember, you sent back the editing forms to me.
Yeah.
Showing, yeah. So you said you were having problems. You don't know how to edit. What do you mean by that?
Well, you said something about highlighting, and I thought, oh, that might be easy. So then I went to the manuscript, but then I don't see how to do the highlighting. Anyway, I'm
Okay.
typing the corrections right now. I think it would be the best thing to do.
Okay, let me make that easier for you as well for future purposes. Can you open the manuscript for me?
Well, I'm in the middle of typing
Ah, sorry. Okay,
the corrections.
let me just tell you how to do that, okay? You let me know if you have any problems once you're done with the typing. When you open the
Okay.
manuscript, okay, you open it on Word, right?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
So when you open it on the top of your screen, okay, on top of your screen, just below the options, you'll see a yellow line going through, okay? On that yellow line, there should be a button that says Enable Editing. Whenever you send a file from an unknown location, because for this system, like these Teamwork files, are unknown to for your system. That's why it doesn't let you edit as soon as you open the file. You have to click on Enable Editing, which is on top center. You'll see it. And then you'll be able to edit the file, okay?
Okay.
So if you have any
I'll look
problems,
for that.
no. Otherwise,
Okay, so. Well, so I'm working on this right now. If that works, it's right there where you had responded to me and said you can write the editing,
Yes,
the
you can drop me the
corrections here.
message
So
as well. It's completely fine.
I'm
We'll work with the
okay.
message.
Okay, that's I'm working on that right now. The corrections. Now, can you answer my question about where they want the period before or after the reference?
Which one?
Because
Sorry.
I have lots of references within the text, and the way I had done it, I had put the period after the reference, but when the proofreader started doing it, they changed it to put the period before the reference, but then they went ahead and were not consistent throughout. So I don't want to make corrections and say it should be one way or the other when I don't know which way they want it.
Ah, I see, I see, I see. Wait, let me see something. Is the
It just
entire.
needs to be consistent.
Yes, but wait, let me see the amount of work done on this. So it's edited till page 18. Did you check it to page 18? Is there
Well, I
inconsistencies?
didn't realize that. I thought they had done all of it,
Oh, that's done till page
so
18. Your
yesterday
extract
I
will have the
okay.
rest of it.
Okay. All right. Well, they started changing it. I had the period after the reference within the sentence, and so the proofreader changed it and put the period before, but
That's a
then
more common way to do
halfway
it.
through she okay, so they want the period before the reference.
Yes.
Okay, but then she wasn't consistent on that. Halfway through, she didn't
Wait.
change it, so then.
Sorry. It's probably done till page 18. I don't think there are any changes after page 18.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Anyway, okay, so they want the period at the end of the sentence and then the reference in parentheses after that,
Yes.
rather than the period at the end of the reference. Okay,
Yes, that is how it's
that's
supposed to
fine.
be.
Okay, all right. That was the main correction that I had as I went through it, was she wasn't consistent on that. Okay, so we want the period at the end of the sentence before the reference.
You won't have to make those changes. You won't have to make those changes in the next draft. All you have to do is, if because whenever you send a file, okay, if you see my message on Teamwork as well, it says I've shared below the edited file to the page 18. Okay?
Okay.
So
all right.
That's the like we do it in batches. The reason why you send a small batch is to just let you decide, okay, these are the kind of changes I like and these are the kind of changes I don't like. So check till page 18
mm-hmm.
only and let me know if there are changes that you are okay with and if there are some changes that you don't want us to do. Okay? Aside from
okay.
That,
yeah, so I just saw that message this morning about to 18. Okay, so then when you're saying 18, I noticed that as I was looking at the manuscript, it had the pages numbered starting with pages before. I mean, it's not my numbers on eight. My numbers start with the text, but I noticed their numbers started three pages before that. So if I'm referring to a page number, I don't know if I should refer to my numbered pages or the way they numbered.
Starting with
three
your
pages
numbers
before.
And we'll connect on it, no problem. Let me actually confirm something. I've opened the manuscript that I sent you, and I'll go through
mm-hmm.
it and see. Table editing.
Because they're not putting page numbers on the pages, but I just noticed that the whatever you call the pages prior to the text, they had three pages numbered before my introduction. My introduction, I called page one, but they called it page four. So I think I might refer to it as the title rather than page number, so it won't be confusing.
Okay. I don't think there are page numbers right now. Okay.
Well, they were on the computer, at the side of the computer as I was looking through, the numbers came up.
Oh, wait a second. All right, just my system's acting up. Okay, right now I don't think the page numbers are added at this time, and let me actually do something. My system's acting up really bad. No more. Okay. So, let's see. Let's see here. Page 18. Why is my system having this problem? Okay, page 18. Okay, so now I understand what's going on here. 18 is done clearly till here, right? Okay. And the next draft that you'll get, you'll probably get the entirely finished book. How about we complete the book and then you can decide what corrections you want done? Does that work for you?
Well,
you
I just want it
book.
To be correct.
You have to do so much work. It'll be more consistent in the next draft. So right now, if while looking at, you know, the initial pages, are there any problems aside from the inconsistency?
Yeah, there's a few things where they changed my wording and it was incorrect.
Okay, you can send that to me.
So I'm doing that right now.
Perfect. Just send me the corrections and I'll get it all done. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, Shirley.
Thanks for calling me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.